Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We're going to talk to Garrett Bush here in just a second. You've had a chance now to see the actual video, right? You've seen the video of the Padres fan that just gets blasted.
Let's walk everybody through it real fast if they haven't. The Padres fan is at the Rockies game in Colorado, right? They look like they're down about the right field line. And the video is the guy in the Padres jersey who's on the road. You know, he's kind of the road fan in hostile territory. And the video is he's a younger guy and he walks toward this older gentleman. And the gentleman was stood up and he just cold cocks him. I mean, he just punches him across the face. And the dude drops. And the dude just drops. And then two or three Rockies fans just start jumping on the guy. And then they sort of subdue him. But here's the thing I just read about. The guy didn't even press charges. The guy that got hit. So
maybe it was deserved.
What did he do?
Maybe he was barking at him the whole game. And finally the guy in the eighth inning had had enough.
Normally the thing that sends somebody over the edge is saying something about someone's girl. Right? I've seen that happen at Browns games. Some young dude will be with some young woman. Some other young dude will say something about the girl or stare at the girl or say something. Then they'll get in the way. A beer will get spilled, and then it's on. Once the beer gets spilled, it's on.
Yeah, but usually in these, you get a little buildup. You get a little face-to-face confrontation, not just a walkover and a hit.
Right over. He knocked that dude. That dude wobbled, fell down, and was out.
Well,
I think this guy had enough. I think if he says something, Anthony, about his girl, then that's a quick like sprint over and hit. This was probably 7-8 innings of, you know what, I've had enough of riding me for this long. And he did the slow walk over and just pops him.
So you're saying, much like the Indians game last night, they waited until the eighth inning. They finally got a hit in.
Finally got right. to him.
Correct.
And I'm going to ask Garrett Bush about this because Garrett is somebody who I don't think a lot of people talk to. Maybe a big guy would, just because big guys have to show everybody who's the boss at some point because they walk around thinking that all the time. Then they see another big guy. So I don't know if that happens or if there is something unwritten that doesn't need to be said between big guys because they know they're the leader of the pack. But in this case, these are scrawny guys. Obviously, there was some jawing going on. Garrett, did you watch the video?
Boy, what a friend. Do we have Garrett?
Do we even have him?
I can hear something.
GB.
All right, we'll try it again. Yeah, you're done.
Get out of here.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
That's it.
That was a great build-up.
How unprofessional.
But, like, you see someone like Garrett's 6'5", clearly played college football.
You do not mess with him.
I don't.
No.
But I do think bigger guys do antagonize each other because there is a hey, just so you know,
this is my turn.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
But, like, the guy that got punched was definitely bigger than the guy who threw the punch.
Yes.
So I think he thought, if we're going to throw. But this guy came up and just, man, I mean, that was a shot. It really was.
He walked up to him and like, kind of got in his face for like a half a second.
Not even.
The guy who got hit, like, put his hands up like he was going to push him away.
Too late.
Not even looking for that right haymaker. Like, not even looking.
All right, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a second chance given to Garrett Bush. Of course, you can hear him on the barber shop. You can buy his merch. It's everywhere. What's going on, Garrett?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, did you see the video?
Oh, man. Whoa. Listen,
Dude had no shot. Dude didn't see it coming. It looks like his reflexes. He probably had six beers in his system, and he thought he knew what was coming, and he thought it was going to be some talk or maybe some shoving. But one dude had his mind made up. Like, this is not going to be one of those fake arguments where somebody break us up. He came over, and that right came from San Diego, and he was out. It was legitimately one of the cleanest knockouts I've seen in all of sports entertainment history.
but it's not sports and entertainment. It's a couple of guys in the stands.
I don't know. Our Twitter account put it out there, and our Twitter account pays attention to sports and entertainment.
Blowing up.
Yo, it's like that was as clean a shot as I've seen in hockey when they throw the gloves down. In football, no one fights in football because you got helmets. That's a fake fight. If anybody fights during football games, that's not. That was like the Rudy Tomjanovich punch. Like,
yeah, Kermit Washington.
It's crazy. I'm surprised, dude. I heard you say this earlier. When it comes to big dudes like that, big dudes shouldn't fight like that. Like, one of the things that I got when I was at OU is we used to do these self-defense classes, right? And so the police used to come in and talk about, like, you know, the different, areas that you can get in trouble. And they're like, listen, there's no such thing as self-defense when you're that big. Like, if you hit somebody, you're going to go to court, and they're going to be like, dude, you lift weights for, like, 15 years. You're very fast. And you could have killed somebody, so you're gonna get go to jail. You get assault. So no, I am not about to hit nobody unless somebody really do something crazy.
How does that guy not
press charges? That's he must have been riding him and heckling him for 7-8 innings where the guy just finally had enough.
How do you go back to work the next week? How do you do anything? I mean, you were we said this about Nate Robinson. Gary, you saw the Nate Robinson novelty fight, right, where he just got cracked. Which Paul was it? It was I get them mixed up now, Logan or whatever, Jake. And you're like, how does – he left social media. Nate Robinson was so humiliated, and he didn't know. It wasn't even going to be a fair fight because Nate Robinson trained for like a week for this, and the Pauls have been kind of doing this for a long time. And Nate had to leave social media. This guy, what does this guy do?
He goes to high schools and talks to kids and talks about, like, how you turn this into a positive and be like, yeah, don't be like me. Don't be that guy at the game because this is what happened to me. Only way you can deal with this is you got to address it face on. Like, you got to just do community service. You got to turn to church. You got to do a lot of different stuff. Like, but he can't be tough no more ever. Like, he might not even be able to discipline his kids if they get a hold of this. Like, somebody going to try him. Like, one day your kids going to just come home. They'll be like 13 and be like, Dad, I saw the video and you can't tell me to go to my room no more.
Can you imagine, Garrett, if a bunch of people owe him money and he's like a bully? And they're like, I guess you're not getting that money now. I'm not so scared anymore.
It's like Debo.
Yeah. What chain? That's my chain.
Exactly. By the way, our boss keeps telling me to plug this on the website. We're going to get killed. You keep putting this on the website. I think it's the opposite. I guess go to 923thefan.com. It's there, but I don't know. To me, it's not a great move. Not a great move to post this.
Man, even the aftermath was kind of crazy. Like, there was fans behind him. The guy who got knocked out, they're watching him get put to sleep. He's getting rocked to sleep. Like, he's slowly but surely going down for the count. And the people behind him are trying to, like, realize and process just what just happened.
Right.
Like,
they couldn't believe it.
Whoa, you just got knocked out. And then some people did come to his defense. Like, I would have been cool. I'm like, man, I ain't about to get knocked out either. That's on you. I'm going to wait this out.
We're finally getting back to getting fans in the stands, and they're going to probably add more fans to Progressive Field, Garrett, right? And then this stuff goes on. It's like, what are we doing here? Shouldn't we kind of be positive and be together a little bit more now that we're all at the stadiums again? I guess not.
No, that's not happening. When you get that sentiment is there for like the first five, six innings of your game. But after that, you go right back to being normal. Before, it would have been like, oh, COVID, we're back, we're unified, just happy to be watching the game.
Right.
By the time you get that six, seven beer in you, it's all downhill from there.
That's so true. That guy got up in the morning. Both those guys got up in the morning going, can't wait. See you at the game later. This is going to be so much fun. We're getting back to normal. All right, Garrett Bush joined us on the hotline. Schedule comes out, and I thought Matt Derry asked a great question. Some of those maybe trap games or coin flip games, and he had one. We all just penciled the Denver Broncos game as a win, but look at what it's sandwiched in between. So it's always the strategy of some of these trips, how you get out of your routine. Garrett, which is that game for you?
There's a couple games. There's games the Browns traditionally never play well. I don't like the Cardinals game, even though that game is at home. I think the Cardinals are a pretty good team. And if you look past the first game in Kansas City, you could chalk up like six, seven wins in a row for the Browns. But some of those games after Kansas City, even if the Browns lose, you could look at people saying we could be 6-1, 7-1. The Cardinals game is a trap game to me just for the simple fact that they got the all-decades team of 2010. Some of those guys are washed, like A.J. Green. But you still got DeAndre Hopkins. You still got Larry Fitzgerald. They went out and signed J.J. Watt. So, you know, that's a team that looks like a sleeper for me. I think a trap game also is Minnesota is one of those teams that can be good. Like, you know, if you look at Minnesota's offense, you know, they got Thielen. They still got Justin Jefferson, young receiver from LSU. Kirk Cousins is, you know, a guy who kind of wants to manage the game. But if they can get their defense back to where it was a couple years ago, it might be a situation where the Vikings could be better than what we think. And that game is going to be on the road at Minnesota. And then there's the game at the end of the year where I'm kind of like, is the Raiders game. Like, the Raiders always just play Cleveland well. They play Browns well, whether it's home, away. Last year they had that little, gale force win, hurricane in Cleveland, and the Browns ended up losing that game. A couple years ago when Baker Mayfield, they had the whole fourth down situation where they overturned, fourth down call, and the Browns lose that game. So those are the three games I'm kind of looking at as you should win because you're better on paper, but they're going to be difficult games too.
What do you think about Baltimore back-to-back?
That game for me is a you could be up out of here quick game. So you can go into that game and both teams can be very well. But when you got Baltimore and then a bye and then Baltimore again, that's a game where you got to split one of them. You have to get one of those games. So the pressure is on the team who loses that first game. Because if both teams are as good as we think they're going to be this year, and then you have to go back and forth playing back-to-back weeks, if you lose two games to that squad, chances are they're going to win the division. Chances are they're going to be a number one, number two seed in the playoffs. And that's going to be an uphill battle because you're going to probably have to go to their spot and play them at some point to get to where you want to go, and that's the Super Bowl. So that's a very quirky little part of the schedule. And playing back-to-back weeks like that is very intriguing to me.
All right, Garrett, real quickly, baseball now. Yesterday, Indians were chasing history, trying to end the longest no-hitter drought by a pitching staff in Major League Baseball history and the last ones to have not done it. And there was a question about a jinx. Matt Derry asked the question, if you believe in the jinx, if you believe as broadcasters should not mention something like the no-hitter, where are you on this?
Man, you know, I don't do jinxes. Now, playing baseball in high school, yes, baseball is a little different. Like, it's kind of like when you're on the field, baseball players have a little different mindset. Like, I remember doing things like I got to have my same batting routine, or if I was really hot at the plate, I would do the same thing. I wouldn't switch bats or different things. when it comes to announcing and when it comes to the media, I don't think they have no jinxes to me. Don't really exist. But you can't really say that you don't think about it, because as soon as somebody says it, every red-blooded sportsman says, "Wow, I can't believe you just did that. You jinxed him. Man, you messed it up." In reality, is there a jinx? No. But to certain fans, that's a really big thing. Like, it's kind of a thing that happens, especially when a no-no gets broken up. So does the media have any point to play in it? No. Somebody just went out here and got a hit, or somebody, you know, got on base. This is it. That's what it is. Like, it doesn't really truly affect what's going on in the field, but it's a cute story. We think it still.
All right, there he is, Garrett Bush. Join us. Enjoy that Cavs game and the Russell Westbrook triple-double tonight.
Oh, gosh. Lima. Listen, I had to ask you this, and you guys talk about this off air. Colin Sexton, man, is it a bad move? Is it a bad move? No max deal, right? Are you leading the bandwagon on the no Colin Sexton max
deal? You're going to ask me that question with no time left in the break. Shame on you, Garrett. We got to go.
Yeah. I gotta go.
We gotta go. Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Garrett breaking down the fight video like no one else. Period.
He had it.
Period on the North Tulsa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The jinx thing is interesting. I want to bring that up because we have two guys in studio who are exhausted today. Probably going to be falling asleep by 9 o'clock because they stayed up for that game. They were hoping for the no hitter. They were hoping for history. Didn't get it. But want to get thoughts on whether or not you believe that the broadcasters could jinx it. That's coming up next here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.